From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. DEX, July 27th. The crypto read in 5, signal over noise, as always. Let's get into it. First, from Crypto Briefing. U.S. strikes on Iran. Water infrastructure send Bitcoin below $100,000 and trigger $700 million in liquidations. Hey! So you know how we've been talking about crypto's potential as a hedge against market volatility? Well, it looks like that narrative just got a serious test. U.S. strikes on Iran's water infrastructure sent Bitcoin plummeting below $100,000, triggering a whopping $700 million in liquidations. That's a big deal, and it's not just about the price action. It's about the fact that crypto's supposed to be a safe haven, but it's still getting rocked by geopolitics. I mean, if we can't even escape the fallout from a US-Iran conflict, what does that say about our ability to use crypto as a sanctions evasion tool? It's a tough pill to swallow, but it's worth considering. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Bitcoin. Link in show notes. Next, second, from Crypto Briefing, Bitcoin ETFs see $33 million inflows, reversing 2026 outflow trend. Renewed Bitcoin ETF inflows may boost market confidence, potentially influencing Bitcoin's price stability and investor sentiment positively. The post-Bitcoin ETFs see $33 million inflows, reversing 2026 outflow trend, appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Up next, third, from Be In Crypto, Lummis. Says Clarity Act will aid in crypto sanctions against Lazarus Group. Senator Cynthia Lummis says, the Clarity Act shuts financial gaps that North Korea's Lazarus Group exploits for stolen funds. She argues the bill gives Treasury new sanctions tools and a legal shield for exchanges that freeze suspicious funds. The Digital Asset Market Clarity Act is the crypto industry's core market structure bill. It cleared the House in 2025 and a Senate committee this year, but still awaits a full floor vote. The bill, formally H.R. 3633, passed the House in earlier this month with bipartisan support. And then, fourth, from Crypto Briefing, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, and XRP spot ETFs pull in $152 million in weekly inflows. The growing inflows into diverse crypto ETFs indicate increasing institutional acceptance and diversification beyond Bitcoin, impacting market dynamics. The post Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, and XRP spot ETFs pull in $152 million in weekly inflows appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Next, fifth, from Be In Crypto. Strategy earnings loom as Bitcoin buying freeze. Hits a month, Strategy has skipped 4 straight weekly Bitcoin purchases, its longest buying pause in 2 years. The company reports second quarter earnings Thursday, July 30th after the U.S. market closes. SEC filings confirm Strategy's last purchase covered the week ending June 21st. Since then, the company has sold Bitcoin instead of adding to its stack. A pause. Built on falling MNAV, Strategy's stock traded at a premium to its Bitcoin holdings for years, a ratio called MNAV. Up next, sixth, from Crypto Potato. Down 32% in 6 months. What Binance Research says about Bitcoin's next move. Bitcoin ended the first half of 2026 near $60,000 after falling about 32% since January, Binance Research reported. Its half-year 2026 macro and Bitcoin report described the decline as a third consecutive quarterly loss across broader financial markets worldwide. The weak first-half performance also extended Bitcoin's longer-term drawdown. According to the report, the asset has fallen more than 50% from its October 2025 record high near $126,000. That's the tape. Stay on chain. Stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.